Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what is that?
A little something different.
It feels like you're doing, like, Dragon Ball Z. It's like this.
Oh. No, it was more like, I don't know, Elvis or something. I don't know. Yeah. A lot of podcasting going on.
Yeah, every day.
Every day.
We've been doing at least one podcast a day.
This feels like... It feels like the 12 days of podcasts, which is our annual run through December leading up to Christmas, where we would do A Waste Time with It's the Real every single day for 12 days.
Yeah, but this is never ending.
No, and it's also three guests a day.
Yeah, so I mean, like, our burn rate is much quicker, right? Like, it's hard to schedule the 12 days of podcast because you need 12 people who are in New York over those 12 days.
Yeah.
This is much easier, but it's also, we're... You know,
it's also
you're churning
hard.
Out content.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of content. It's a lot of, like, scheduling and editing. And so shout out to us for doing this for whatever this is, 18 days?
Oh, my God.
Or 19?
That sounds
whatever
horrible.
It is. I know it's been more days, but this amount of episodes.
Just the idea of, like, numbering these episodes, I almost, like, just don't want... I don't want to feel like I've been doing this that long. I need a day off.
Yeah, no, same. But today on the podcast, Jeff...
Today on the podcast, we have Michael Dapa.
Okay, so Big Shaq
mm-hmm.
from London, England.
Yes.
Yeah, we check in with him, and we talk about a lot of things, his ab workouts, his eating regimen, his sweet tooth, his creative lifestyle these
days.
Yeah,
but also, like, and first of all, it's a hilarious conversation.
It is.
And also just a very deep conversation about just, like, how do you stay creative?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
He's just a great guy, a fun guy, and we really appreciate getting him on.
Yeah. We also have Trinidad James on.
Shout out to Trinidad James. He is down in Miami. And he is still recording episodes of Full Size Run remotely, which is super dope.
His show on Complex.
So go check that out. And we get into his music. We get into his how he spends his time. Whether
also, again, a very surprisingly deep conversation. I
love
it. I thought it was going to be more frivolous. And
we talk Edward Hopper paintings, Jeff.
I was shocked.
and then we finish out with our friend Sam Riddle from Rock Nation.
Yep.
And he talks about his work in the digital music space. And it's a really impressive talk about what creatives can be doing and how they can be thinking and how you can step ahead of...
the curve.
Yeah, the curve.
Well, I don't want to say the curve because that means other things right now. But, like, how you can step ahead of everybody else right now.
That's what we talk about.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, the first phone call we're going to make is to London, England and Michael Dapa. Michael, what's happening?
What up?
What's going on, my guys? You good?
We're good. How are you living?
I'm cool, you know. Quarantine living is quarantine life.
Yeah,
hair's
man.
Growing, breath is smelling every day. But yeah, we're in the crib. We're creating.
Michael, you have a very well known belly must go campaign. You've been trying to get rid of the small bit of belly that you do have. How is that going? Are you able to still do cardio right now? Like, what's your routine right now? And this isn't me just being like, hey, like, you're fat. I don't think that's...
No. It's all good.
Belly must stay, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, listen. Yeah, no, you know what? It's crazy. Whilst you're at home, you eat a lot more because the access to the food is just like, it's right there. I've just been trying, man. Like, I've realized... I am my own weakness. It's not anything else. And so with the Belly Must Go campaign, it's just a bit like,
Well, what is your weakness when it comes to food?
Bro, I'll be honest with you. I like...
Everything. No.
Yeah, bro, I have a sweet tooth, bro.
Mm.
And I don't know whether you suffer from that, but...
Absolutely do, yeah.
My sweet tooth is crazy. Like, absolutely crazy.
Yo, I'm trying to get sponsored by Ben & Jerry's. I used to eat a pint of Ben & Jerry's every single day in college. Shouts to our friends over at Ben & Jerry's.
Shout out to Ben & Jerry's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're a Ben & Jerry's guy, right? Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Like, all of that there is crazy. I'm into, like, everything.
You're like, that's cool, but you know, yeah. Over here we take things a little bit more serious. We're about everything.
I'm just trying to stay away and be very civilized right now. I'll be going shopping and I'll just be picking up things I don't need, and then when I get to the counter, I'm just like, nah.
This is for somebody else. Yeah.
Let me put this back because this ain't helping with what I'm trying to do right now. So, you know what I really want to do? I want to come out of this quarantine period with abs or like a really flat stomach. Then I would have achieved something.
Are you working towards that, or is it just like you're just putting that into the air? Me personally, I keep talking about how I want to grow a rat tail, and I haven't done anything.
You want to grow a rat tail? That is so funny.
Yo, yeah, actually, Michael, join me. You should grow a rat tail too.
This is the rat tail challenge.
Yeah, rat tail challenge.
Get the heck out of here, man. Nah, you know what? I put it in the air. And so now I have to kind of, make certain decisions just to back that up because, yeah, it's crazy.
The abs.
Yeah, the abs.
Not the rat tail. Got it.
No,
okay.
No. Yeah, the abs. That rat tail ain't happening. For
wait, what if I join you on the abs challenge?
You're not going to join me, bro. Yo, you live in, like, New York. Like your life is good. I remember you guys have, a Dunkin' Donuts, like, I think. Is it a couple blocks away from your crib, bro?
Yeah, but guess what? It's closed now, so you know.
Yeah, it's not essential, apparently.
But that's what I'm saying. That's closed as well?
Yeah.
Everything's closed.
Everything's closed. I mean, there are, I guess, restaurants that stay open. We haven't been going to them. We haven't been going outside. We just stay inside. We go to the grocery store every 4 or 5 days or something like that. But otherwise, it's been inside, just do our work.
Yeah. But also, New York is like a ghost town right now. What is London like?
London's a ghost town is too, bro. And you know what? I kind of live in the suburbs, so.
Yeah.
Give your exact address.
Get the heck out of here.
Wait, Michael, do you have neighbors that are close by you? Can you, do you see them walking on the street or anything to get out?
Yeah, 100%. I have a very long driveway to where I live, so it's a bit crazy. But I see them. I live in like a private kind of complex kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I see them though. But you know what's crazy? When you go out to drive, you actually see nobody out. Like everybody is indoors.
Yeah.
So weird.
It's so weird. The crazy thing about New York is that not only are there no people on the streets, but there's no cabs and there's barely any buses. Like it's really like I Am Legend.
Bro, that's the best way to describe London now, because I get everywhere in 5 minutes now.
Yeah,
I drive to places that's 20 minutes away. I get there within one song. By the end of the song, I'm there.
We were talking to Styles P from The Lox the other day. And,
And legend.
Yeah, and Styles was saying that he's like, I never thought I would actually miss New York City traffic, but I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's crazy. You get to... I think now, like I said, everyone probably just misses the essence of life itself.
Do you find yourself these days watching a lot of the news, or do you sort of keep that at arm's length because
it's so dark and so sad?
Yo, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I definitely try to keep the news stuff at kind of arm's length, because I just think I just think the news overall is just so negative, in general. I wish they would have a channel that would bring the good news out. But you see, right now, I really try to keep the news at arm's length. I have, little updates that I just check every now and then, and then I just kind of look at what's going on, in different parts of the world. But I really try not to get engrossed in whatever the news is saying, because I just feel like it's weird, because no matter how strong-minded you are, if you get too sucked into it subconsciously, it starts to have an impact on you without you even realizing.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't say this. Oh, they're saying this many people died. Damn, I'm going to lock my door. I'm not going outside. You know, it's crazy.
So what then becomes your escape? What is, are you into, are you reading books? Are you watching movies? Are you, binging through Netflix series? How do you get away?
you know, what this period has really kind of helped me with is reconnecting with just people a little bit more. So I can't say I've really been binging Netflix series. I've just been having more conversations.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, like, more great conversations. There's this app called House Party.
Yeah.
That we're on, and yeah, it's been good because for the first time in a very long time, all of us are all in the same situation, which none of us can really control. And so it forces us to be in a place where we have to speak to each other a little bit more. And it's so crazy now you say that about binging Netflix series. I haven't even had the time, bro.
Wow.
I'll be sitting there when I finish work, or sometimes it's so crazy. The app and just communication with some people has become so addictive that, like, I can sit and we can talk for like 3, 4, 5 hours just connecting.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes just meeting new people on there as well, connecting with them. Yeah, so like that's really kind of been the escape, really. I train in my garden sometimes. I might go for a walk if I need to go out just to the shop or something. Mm-hmm. I go, and then, you know, I drive to like my parents' crib and just go and check them. And yeah, I just think like this time has brought a lot more togetherness, which I think we didn't have before.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's a funny thing that it's like everybody's in this together, and yet everybody is also very much apart.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like it's like we could not be more separated, and yet also in the very same thing.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro.
Are you stepping into like random people's house parties? Or is it just like people that you know and you just
It's a bit of a mix. So my house party is private. The first day I came on, I had it as my name, and it was crazy. Like, I didn't know how the heck this app worked. I would sign on, and people were just coming in. Oh, my God, oh, my God. I said, what is going on? I said, yo, how did you just enter in this thing like that? And because I linked it to my Snapchat, so, you know, my Snapchat name's the same as, like, all of my social media and stuff. So people were just finding me so easy. So, yeah, I figured out how to use it now, so my thing's private. I kind of hop into a few just as long as I know one or two people in the house, I'll just hop in there and be like, yo, what's happening? But then it's like, my name on there right now is Kunle. So,
have you, you said you've been checking in on your parents. How are they doing?
They're good. You know what? They work with the National Health Service over here.
So wow.
They're like, you know, they're medics. So, yeah, I've been checking in regularly just to make sure that they're straight. And, you know, I'm very, very grateful. I've always been very grateful to them for what they do. But then during this period, I'm very proud of them.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of, like, all doctors and nurses and, you know, people that are caring for old people and all of that. All of them, everybody just
absolutely
around the world.
And you know, you know what else specifically about that is that, you know, yeah, they can go and they can pull these 20-hour shifts or whatever, but the work doesn't stay there. Like, that's something that you take home and, like, stays in your head. And that's a real, like, scary part of this whole thing, which is that, like, there's a big sort of cascading effect that's going to happen as well for people who are going to go through post-traumatic stress because of this as well.
Yeah, 100%. My friend told me that Vapiano's just fine. I don't know. Do you guys know what Vapiano's is?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my goodness. It's like an Italian chain restaurant. They sell, like, the most amazing pasta. Well, you guys say pasta. Right? pasta and pizza and... bro, man. Yeah, it's just crazy. So, like, yeah, I heard they've just filed for bankruptcy. And so I'm just like, yo, I hope someone buys them out, because, bro, if my money was long enough, I would buy them out just to make sure they stay afloat, because, bro, that was it? Yeah, like, crazy. My trainer literally told me today, so I was just like, and I really hope that this thing doesn't carry on for that much longer, so we don't continue to have this thing going on, like, you know, more businesses shutting down. And
yeah, it's a big, it's a huge, well, huge, huge part of this.
Yeah, so like in the States, the way that the bailout is working, the amount of small businesses that are going to close because of this is like staggering. You know, like everybody's unemployed basically. There are now 10 million people unemployed in the past 2 weeks,
which is just nuts.
But how are things in Britain? Are you guys being taken care of in a different or better way?
You know what? I think the government has they've come up with like an initiative to be able to like support like people that work for companies where they're offering to pay up to like 80% of their wage, up to a cap of £2,500, and then obviously kind of like they try to have like grants, a grant.
Thank you, because like I never understand it unless you Americanize it.
Yeah, they try to have let me put my American accent on. Try to have a grant for
there you go,
local business, right?
Pasta, so, yeah.
Yeah, man, you know, it's crazy. So right now, like it's probably the greatest thing that's ever happened to the businesses out here, so like they can survive, because it's tough times for everybody, man.
Yeah, man. You know? Well, listen, Michael, we love hearing from you. We love hearing that you're staying in shape and staying creative out there. Stay healthy, will you? And take care of you and yours. We love you. We'll be checking in and be well, all right?
Yes, my guys. Likewise. My apologies for coming on a little later than intended.
No problem whatsoever.
I'm glad we made it happen. Appreciate you guys checking in. And love always. When I come to New York, yeah, man, we're gonna go out, food on me, man.
Well, let's go. We're going to Dunkin' Donuts.
My man, I'm not going to Dunkin' Donuts. We can go to like Tao.
Yo, I promise you, we can get in. I have I know the guy at the door.
Yeah, exactly.
And I got a rat tail, like all that.
Nah, man, no Dunkin' Donuts. We go to like I said, we need to go something more uptown. You know, we need to get out of that little hood, that place where you guys stay, and let's just go somewhere away from everything else where we can just sit, relax, and really just chop it up, man.
Yeah, but we'll get some pasta, you know.
Yeah, you know,
it'll be a vibe.
Yeah, man. But congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Kept us going.
Thank you.
It's great to see, you know, the amount of different guests that come out, and it's amazing just to kind of see what has been built from like an apartment, and it's very inspiring. And so my hats off to you guys, my admiration of all day long, and it's just great that, you know, we just continue to stay in contact. So
most definitely. Thank
There's
you sincerely.
Be more stuff coming out,
yo. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, all day, and the same with you, Michael. We'll be talking to you soon, all right?
All right, big love.
Jeff, let's get on the phone with Trinidad James.
You
Trinidad!
Yo, what up?
What's cracking?
Yo, how you living?
Shit, man, I'm in jail, so I'm good.
Listen, these are unprecedented times. Everything has just gone out the window.
Yeah, so the real question on everybody's minds is, when you get up every morning, are you putting on your best fit, or are you just sort of like slumming it, like, you know, getting rolling out of bed, just putting on like a t-shirt?
I've been just kind of like on the naked vibe, just kind of like in my own space, naked, you know, looking at clothes that I want to wear. But I have this like mental thing where I can't waste an outfit, so I'm not even gonna waste it in the
there
house.
There you go.
It's not even like a tryout.
I've been trying on more shoes. Like I just got like 4 pairs of new shoes, so I'll probably try those on today.
Nice.
But I've been chilling.
Have you been paying attention to Mayer's Instagram Live?
Yeah, it's going crazy with the shoes, bro.
Super crazy.
Yeah, he's a monster.
Is there a chance that you're going to jump in there and show off your collection?
I'm not in a position to, like, I'm not around my kicks like that to do it, but I'm going to jump in there just to, like, I mean,
I got some things, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, of course.
I'm kind of more like observing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I realized that what I had to realize from seeing everybody, since everybody's in quarantine mode, you kind of see, like, what do people resort to, right?
Mm-hmm.
You kind of realize that the things that are interesting to you are people that spent the decade before last really doing their shit.
Mm.
Or whatever, because that's what you've been paying attention to. If you look at the beat battles, the song battles, those shits all come from the year 2000 to 2010.
Yep.
2010 to 2020, that is kind of like a different celebration for a different crowd of people, kind of ours, per se. But the guys who are like closer to their 40s now, they were living the life that we were living 10 to 20 or whatever, and that's what you're being enjoying. So, like, really, you're not going to see nothing that you never seen before if it's not from a person like Amir, if it's not from a person like The Dream,
right,
if it's not from a person like The Neo, because the shit that molded us came from them in 2000 to 2010, you know what I'm saying, or 98 to 2010.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's interesting. It's really interesting or whatever. Like, that's why it's like, to me, I got like tons of kicks, obviously, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think it will be truly appreciated until after this new decade that we're in, and then it's like, oh,
yeah,
y'all want to see some shit? Look right at this.
So what is nostalgic to you right now? Like, what are you reaching back, and like, what are those good times that you like comfort in?
For me, bro, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I am not with the past. The past is one of those type of things where I battle with it. And when I say battling with the past, I mean from the standpoint where I don't like to get too deep into it, because to me, the future is what I want to make it. And I like making new shit. I like to make shit that people use as the reference.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like to dig too deep in the past or dwell into it. Like, I always want to have respect, because respect is due. You know, but for me, I'm always trying to find a new wave. And to give you a better example of what I mean by that is, like, even with All Go Everything, I wasn't looking at the past to say, ooh, let me pull something from this 98 Juvenile, or,
right? Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I don't care. Like,
right, you're not trying to restore the feeling or anything. But the question is then, like, while you're stuck inside and so little is inspiring, like,
yeah,
what are you, how are you able to think about the future? Like, what is really, like, drawing your mind these days?
Well, that's the thing, or whatever. Like, my mind is kind of, like, in a weird place.
Yeah.
Because it's making me kind of, like, damn, now I have to go back some, because for me, I got to keep moving forward to think forward sometimes.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know, in order for me to see, oh, shit, well, this could be in 10 years, I have to do that thing right now in the moment.
Yeah.
You know, the present is the most important thing ever, because without it, the past doesn't, whatever, and the future, it won't happen if you can't make it through the present.
Right.
So the present being so conflicted now because of the situation that we're in, I'm conflicted too, because I really move with the trajectory of life. Like, I'm moving, I'm doing this, I'm doing your guy's show, I'm doing this show, I'm doing that. You know what I'm saying? In different mediums.
Yeah.
Allows me to see things like, oh, shit.
Well, see,
this,
yeah,
you know, podcasting, yeah, is going to be a bigger wave in the next 10 years, like, yeah, a big wave. You know,
listen,
what I'm saying?
We think of you as always in motion. You know, you're here, you're there, you're everywhere. Are you currently in Los Angeles right now?
I kind of wish, but then I kind of don't. Oh. I'm in Miami at the moment.
Oh, all right.
Excuse me.
But does that make it worse that it's, you know, seemingly nice weather outside, that you want to get out, that you want to be social, but really for the good of, like, everyone, we're all stuck inside?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, bro, it's very conflicting to somebody who, like I said, really likes to be on the move.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's vital to my life to be on the move, because that's how my life was like that almost before I even got into music, where I was always staying busy, making moves, whether I was at the store, whether I was hustling in the streets, whether I was selling sneakers, whether I was trying to record, or not even record yet, just like the shit, whatever I was doing in life, I'm always staying busy to take my mind off of whatever is the bullshit in life, because there's always some bullshit going on,
yeah,
per se, in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
some type of weird shit that if I dwell on it too long, it's just going to put me in the slump. So I've always tried to, like, disguise these things or not give them the energy that they want by staying busy or staying occupied, whether it was fashion, you know, whether it's working my ass off, whether it's the streets, whether it's basketball, you know what I'm saying? Just keeping my mind off of the things that would allow me to, you know, be in a weird headspace.
Yeah. Yeah. Does, I mean, like, does being sort of just like locked down as you are right now, does that give you more structure or less structure than you previously had?
I think it's a little bit of both. Some days I wake up, like today, I woke up exactly knowing, okay, boom, I'm finna work on this. I'm looking up Edward Hopper because I'm looking at this type of art.
Yeah, some like very like lonely paintings.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that, I'm looking at that because I'm working on this shit or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, okay, boom, boom, boom. I'm doing working on this artwork. I know what I'm gonna do today. Right now, I'm watching it. I said, like, I took a break to watch this show called Hunters on Amazon Prime.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Which I'm happy that I did because this is an art form. Like TV is an art form.
Yeah.
And when you get to see different things, it's like, oh, this helps me tie it back into my world. So I like to take visual breaks to kind of like stay visually inclined to something or whatever. But yesterday, my point is saying, like, today I got it scheduled out, boom, I know what's up. But yesterday or whatever, I woke up with some type of plan and didn't do nothing but work out and literally play the game all day.
Yeah.
And didn't do nothing else. Like, it was other things I was supposed to do and didn't do nothing else because I just wasn't motivated to do it.
But does that feel like a waste, or does it feel like, well, I mean, like, there's no other option. Like, you just had to get through the day. Like, when
it
you
feels bad. Like, yesterday felt bad, even though I had good times throughout it.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, I won my first number one batter. I won my number one victory. Like, I came in first place on Call of Duty for the first time.
There we go. Yeah. So, I mean, like, that is,
you
like,
that was a fucking win. Like, I didn't know that that would feel so good until it happened, but that didn't happen till, like, almost 11 p.m., 10 p.m.
Are you still going to chase that high again then? Or is it just like you're done?
No. I'm going to go back to it, but that, before, prior to that, or after that, let me tell you this, like, after I won it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped playing the game, and then I finally, around maybe 3 a.m., was like, all right, I'm going to just lay down. Or whatever, I'm going to just lay it down. Or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Before, whenever I fell asleep, I don't know exactly what time it was, it was just like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I ain't do shit today, but play a fucking video game. You know what I'm saying? And fucking work out. For what? I can't. What, I'm going to go post it on Instagram? Like, ooh, look at me working out. Like, all these
other
fuck tards. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, that's not me. You know what I'm saying?
But
I'm
then you person. Won. Like,
you look at my gram, you see what type of person I am. I'm doing shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so on that note, by the way, so Jeff and I were in Atlanta for about 2 weeks in November. There was a Red Bull music festival that they were doing down there. So we spent a lot of time in Atlanta, and we would go to all the shops and check in with everyone and just see what was going on. I can't tell you how many people stopped us and were like, yo, your Trinidad episode was so fire. And one moment in particular that really like stood out to most people was when you sat down here, you said that you brought snapbacks down to Atlanta, that there was that store that closed out in California, right? And
The store, it closed, and the guy had a owned a sports store in California, like I told you. And me just paying attention to like trajectory, like I told you, like I do now in this life of music and entertainment, where it's like, oh, if you like this on TV, and then you like, if people are wearing this now, then you will like this, because when it comes to fashion, my life is dedicated to it. So I could see, like, 5 years from now, when it comes to using the medium as fashion and clothes, like, oh, if people are going to be dressing like that, that means that people are going to be more emo.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Like, I seen antisocial before antisocial came. Like, the term of being antisocial, because I seen it through fashion before a brand was called antisocial. I seen it through how people dress, like more blacks, like the color black became more of like, oh, this how y'all feel? Like, damn, blacks? Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, okay, all right. And I kind of downplayed it or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But then I was right, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not perfect. Sometimes I see a vision and I downplay it because it's like, no way, you motherfuckers gonna go from this to that.
Right.
And then motherfuckers go from this to that. Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, definitely. That store Ginza was in Atlanta. But yeah,
and
definitely.
I love that people recognize that in you, and I love that they're giving you your flowers for that, because I think a lot of people can like talk that talk, but to actually do it, I think, is pretty spectacular.
Well, on that note, I just want to say that I'm not somebody who usually like, bigs myself up.
Yeah.
But we came up with Indoor Boys
that is true.
8 years ago. Now everybody's on that Indoor Boys wave.
And so, like, yeah. Look at that. Look at that now.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Another thing that I feel is sort of like just a bummer these days is that
everything.
Yeah, everything. But specifically, Full Size Run was on such a good streak. I felt you guys were like just every episode was hitting. I felt like the humor was there. I felt that the guests were like getting better and better and better. And you're on this roll and all of a sudden forces beyond your control bring that to a stop. Are you guys still on text chains? Are you still like talking regularly? Is there hope to continue this when we're all back into a new normal?
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, I know you guys are really busy, but we dropped our new episode with Walt Frazier.
Yeah, yeah.
Walt Frazier yesterday or whatever. Of course, it's the remote version.
Right.
Which to me, it still felt awesome or whatever to talk to him. Like, that was, like, we've done two so far of the remote version. I'm just being honest with you. You know, like, the first version was with my good friend, the Sioux surgeon, Dominic. And, like, that was my first time ever using Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell you that I wish from a personal standpoint, I could have done that over just because, like, Dom is my man and I really wanted to give him his flowers the right way. But technology was, like, against me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like I'm not used to just, like, talking in that type of podcast feel.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Where like, you have to like pause and wait and
energy next to me on the couch.
Yeah.
I mean it's a totally different thing. You know, we've been talking to a bunch of people who have done like in person shows and are now having to work remotely and it's just it throws everything off.
Very different.
Like even this is like
Yeah, not the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean what's it called? We're on the same page. We're like, you know, I said to myself after that episode, you know, I didn't know how I was going to feel. I was feeling weird the whole week or whatever. And then I was just like, man, I'm not going to let this happen again or whatever. And I went into the Walt episode when we shot that just ready, way more ready, way more prepared. And then the energy that he brought referring to Walt, it really helped me out. And it felt so good because it felt like we were on the couch. So you kind of got to, like, once you go into the spirit of, like, no matter what, I'm about to do this and I'm about to kill it, even if I don't know how to kill it yet, I feel like that kind of, like, puts you in a fantasy world. It makes me feel like I'm on the couch again when I actually have a good episode.
Are you somebody – I haven't seen the episode with Walt Clyde Frazier, but are you somebody who has downloaded the backgrounds for Zoom? Like, have you – are you somebody who, like, has, like, the – are you going to get the Golden Gate Bridge behind you?
Nah, I put together my own background. You know, me, I'm a fashion guy, so I use the closet as a background. I'm going to switch out the things in there so that, you know, people can see cool things or whatever behind them. But at the end of the day, I think when it comes to sneakers, when it comes to me, you kind of want to see my beautiful face.
Yeah.
You want to hear what I'm saying. You want to see what crazy outfit I'm going to have on. Like you know, the things behind me are the things behind me. But once I get to talking and once I get to going and you see my outfit, like the outfit I wore in the Clyde episode, Frazier episode, or whatever, it's like, I don't care about what's behind him. I want to see him.
Yeah.
How have you been spending your time just on a day-to-day basis? One where it's not like, you know, like yesterday where it was like not a lot to do and then you play video games, or today when it's like really structured. Are there like things that you're watching on TV besides Hunters? Like, are you on Netflix? Are you on like Amazon Prime? Are you on Hulu? Like,
yeah. Do you feel like you've watched everything, or do you feel like there are still things that you have left to watch?
Oh bro, it's millions of things. It's millions of things I haven't watched yet, bro. Like, I'm messing around with all the streaming sites. You know what I'm saying? Everybody gets a little love for me because everybody has a show that another one doesn't have. Like, everybody has a thing. Like, HBO, they do a certain style of show that is unmatched. Like, The Outsider is unmatched. You can't fuck with The Outsider.
Have you seen Chernobyl? Yeah.
I haven't looked at Chernobyl yet. Is it crazy?
Well, it is crazy. The only problem is that it's so dark. And so because we're in such a dark time, it's not the optimal like week to watch this. But, you know, when you get out, I think you should get into it.
It is very worth it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to keep that in mind. I'm going to mark it down. But not like The Outsider on HBO. I killed that. Just finished Ozark season 3.
Yeah, same.
Ending was crazy.
Come on, bro. Jason Bateman is a god.
He's
a god. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, until proven differently, I don't know if any show is going to beat Ozark season 3 so far.
So we were talking about this with Freeway. Do you think that it's better than Breaking Bad?
I got to see how it ends. Mm. Breaking Bad is, I watched, you've seen the whole thing of Breaking Bad.
There you go, exactly.
So until they say to us, like, hey guys, season 4 is the last season and we're ending it, then I got to see how it goes and then I can answer that question for you. But Breaking Bad is incredible, bro. Like, Walter is the man, bro. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's like Breaking Bad is the original
anti-hero,
anti-hero, you know what I'm saying? Downplaying this white guy and then, oh my God, he's a gangster. it's awesome.
Trinidad.
It kind of shows you. I love shows like that, honestly, like Ozark, like Breaking Bad, because it kind of shows you a lot about your country. It kind of shows you what your environment, what your surroundings, what's happening around you. You could be in the suburbs, but it's all type of things happening around you, and it can show you what you could turn into if you actually indulge in them.
Which one of your full size run co-hosts is selling heroin?
I don't know. I think it would be Brendan. You would swear to God it's Welty.
Yeah.
And you know, it's Brendan. He graduated from fucking Oregon. And then it's like, what the fuck? That's the story that you want. That's the story that you want. You didn't know you needed.
Oh, my God.
You know, Welty is like, all right, you expected it. It's like, what? You got a couple shotguns and some heroin? Sure. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But now nah, Brendan is the one where it's like, oh, give me 5 seasons.
Yeah. Trinidad, before we let you go, can you just tell us about what's going on in your world in terms of music right now? I know you were dropping singles and you were really in this release mode and again, the COVID-19 sort of comes and interrupts things, but tell us about Trinidad James Music here in April of 2020.
Yeah. No, it's really awesome, man. I mean, mind you, we've all been slowed down some, which was awesome in my behalf or on my side because it allowed me to kind of see the game for what was going on. Like I was getting ready to drop a new project.
Yeah.
Like it was supposed to come out like last day of February. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Or like, yeah, it's supposed to come out then. And I was like, let me wait. Something don't feel right. Something don't feel right or whatever. And that was a great move.
Yeah.
And so then, boom, it allowed me to prep. And then when I was ready to fire again, this happened.
Mm.
So great or whatever, because I don't downplay signs no more.
Mm.
I don't live my life. I really live my life from the standpoint of I'm aware of all the actions and reactions. There's not many things happening in my life where I'm like, wow, that's a surprise. Or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like if you see me, I don't know, next to Beyonce, that wasn't a surprise. That means I was working on something.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I know I'm just waiting on it to happen. Or whatever, because I don't really live in the world of like, well, I guess this could happen. You know what I'm saying? I don't live like that.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? So,
but these days, you would be 6 feet from Beyonce, you know?
Yeah, you got to keep her safe. That's our queen.
Yeah, for sure, Rick. Yeah, for sure. I mean, they wouldn't let me next time. it's one of those type of situations where, it allowed me to, like, you know what? Ooh, I wanted to really, really kill my album cover.
Yeah, yep.
And I was at, like, 95% with the cover I would have dropped. So now it allows me to go to that 120%. So I'm gonna drop. I'm dropping a new single and video like this month, and it's gonna be really interesting because it's fucking fire, bro.
Well, can I give a suggestion for the album cover?
Well, sure, please.
Okay,
please.
Ready? It's the Golden Gate Bridge.
Listen, Trinidad, we love you. Take care of yourself. Stay healthy. Stay creative. We're looking forward to everything that you're going to put out, and we'll be in touch, all right?
Hey, guys. Be good, man.
All right. Take care. All right, Jeff. Let's get on the phone with Sam Riddle, and it goes a little something like this. Break it
down. Hit it.
Hello.
Sam!
What up?
What it do?
What's happening? Oh, how are you holding up?
I'm good, but first off, I have to ask, do we not do AKAs here?
We do not do AKAs.
Wait, but you can.
Yeah, it's going to be a very lonely AKAs.
Yeah, wait, do it like do it all sad.
AKA staring out the window, but too scared to go on the fire exit.
That is very sad. Sam.
We got a lot of plants. That's been like my, one of my things that have kept me going is just like putting a bunch of flowers and plants and shit around my apartment just so I can like remember what wildlife is like.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have
life is wild.
Wow. I didn't expect bars. Wait. Okay. So I've got a couple of questions. One, when you bring the plants into your apartment, do you Lysol them down?
Wow.
And kill the plants before
anti-pesticides here.
Okay, cool. And then the other thing is, so you live with your brother. How does he feel about the plants?
He loves it.
Oh, good.
It's a collaboration.
That's great.
Much like this podcast, the collaboration between two brothers.
Absolutely.
My home is a collaboration between two brothers.
is your brother home now?
He is. He just cleaned, and he's now, he said he's rewarding himself by making some flapjacks.
Shout out to him. I like that schedule.
Shout out to Liam.
Talking about schedules, is your day as regimented as it would be pre-COVID-19?
Honestly, it's way more regimented. My day pre-COVID-19 would have been like by the whims of clients and people I'm working with and just like my daily schedule. Now it's like I've been really good. I think I've meditated every single day this week, Monday through Friday, which has been good.
That's dope.
What are you using to meditate?
I'm like Insight Timer. So here's the thing. No shots fired, but shots fired. A lot of the normies will go towards Headspace.
Yeah.
I'm an elitist when it comes to my meditation, insight, and mindfulness apps. So big fan of Insight Timer. There's this guy, David G., DJI. I don't know what it is about his guided meditations, but they've been my favorite for a while. So I usually will start off my day with one of his. And then we'll like write in a journal just to like get my thoughts out of my head now that I'm not as like social or around people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just speaking of Headspace. I saw John Legend was getting a guided Instagram live by the Headspace guy. And I was like, oh, wait, this guy actually talks like that. So that was like a real like mind fuck to see the person making that. It's like meeting like the MMG. Intro girls,
yeah, or like the voice
which
from...
I think was like a supermodel. Was that Adriana Lima? Or no, it wasn't Lima. It was someone
from Australia.
I think it was actually two
girls.
It was two girls. Yeah. I'd be interested in meeting the voice behind all the subway instructions. You know, mm-hmm. like step back or like you know next stop, whatever, or transfer here. I'd like to know that person. You know.
Do you think all of that will be like digitized and like turn into just like some fake Siri voice going forward?
I think that if there is a subway going forward,
yeah,
then yes, it will be digitized.
This is the future.
Do you guys like the
exactly?
Do you guys like the idea of a celebrity doing it? Because like in Vancouver or whatever, they have Seth Rogen do it.
Yeah, and I know they had what's the girl's name with the Comedy Central show? Awkwafina. She was doing like the Queen's line for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't like personalized stuff.
No.
On a good day, it's great. On a bad day, it's so patronizing. Like I did it on Waze when I still drove a car and lived in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
I forgot who I did.
Did you have Shaq?
I forgot who it was, but like it was like funny in the morning, and then like after work when I just had like a stressful day, it was like Snoop Dogg or something.
Left.
That was this is painful.
Okay, so are your artists, because you work with a number of artists, are your artists being active? Are they off the grid? Like what are people's schedules like, or what are people's demands of you?
It varies. I mean, demands. So my skill set, my kind of background is mostly rooted in digital marketing and like DSPs and playlists, stuff like that. So that is ever more important, or at least to the forefront and the focus of most musicians and clients that we're working with right now. One thing that's been amazing was I work with Megan Thee Stallion, and her work, the song Savage is just taken off.
So, yeah. That is shout out to really TikTok, you know?
Biggest focus. Yeah, no, shout out to Isabel at TikTok for sure. that has been.
Wait, there's
one of the
people at TikTok?
You think TikTok is just a machine, Jeff?
Yeah, I thought it was Seth Rogen and Awkwafina.
The algorithm's crazy. But no, they do a really good job of working with talent and people that lean into their app. They really do a good job and are very collaborative. So we did a lot of stuff. Like, it's one of those things where, like, you might just think, like, every label meeting the past 2 weeks has mentioned D-Nice and TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, what everybody is like, because nobody wants to do the actual, like, equity of getting, not nobody wants, but, like, everybody underestimates the actual equity that it takes to get something to that mass ubiquity. Like, DJ D-Nice has been DJing for how many years?
Right. And by the way, he's been DJing all of those label holiday parties, so.
Right, exactly. And that's really what made that pop, was, like, all of, for lack of better terms, the tastemakers and the cool kids were in it the first, like, 6-5 days, and then it hit that point of mass ubiquity once people started posting.
Well, also, I think that it's DJ D-Nice is such a special type of DJ because he shouts every single person out, and that matters on Instagram. So, like, you sort of have to have, like, a little bit of, like, a bird in you to like, get that, because, like, there's a lot of other DJs who are great but who aren't doing that sort of crowd work.
Right.
And that
to shout every single person.
And so that doesn't, like, keep people in.
Verified or whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Also, what's really important, notice how clean that set was.
Oh, yeah.
All of his sets are very, very clean and very family-friendly.
Yeah.
Which makes a world of difference.
Yeah.
Especially something that you typically consume through a speakerphone. So it's open, so people are hearing it, so it's around your family, you're all at home. That is, like, don't sleep on that part as well.
Yeah. So you're saying that my Fighting in the Club playlist might not ring off the way I want it to?
Depends on the audience. Manny Fresh battling Scott Storch, hopefully.
Yeah. Sam, this is an interesting time in the music business, because it's like, okay, everyone is at home and you can have your ears trained specifically on whatever you want at any hour. But obviously there's a lot of, like, drawbacks too, where it's like, yeah, you won't be able to go see your favorite artist perform live in person. You won't be able to buy merchandise and get it in a short amount of time or something like that. You won't be able to do all of these in-person experiences, go to a pop-up that an artist does or anything like that. But on the other hand, because you're given these sort of new parameters, does that make it exciting for you on any level to try to dream up something that can shift your artists to be in a better position to win?
Yeah, no, I think every, like, very awesome creative idea has come from some lack of resource one way or another, to where it's like you get put in whatever these, like, defined parameters are, and then everybody sees it for this, but there's someone that comes along and sees it for something completely different and flips the script on whatever it is. Much like Virgil putting a tag on a shoe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was a joke.
So no, I know.
But no, so it is exciting to a degree. Like, a lot of these artists that they really do make their, not only their money, but, like, they make their, like, influence by being in the public and being around people and doing shows or throwing parties or stuff. I think the fascinating thing of these, like doing Zoom parties, that's one thing that we're looking at. For a couple different clients, I think the live stream thing is tricky. I think it's something that, when done well, is fascinating, but it's very hard to execute. At least, I mean, most of the space that majority work in is hip hop, and it's not that easy to do it. I think Sway Lee's was funny because he just, like,
he green screened his way in. Yeah,
yeah.
He green screened it. Yeah, and he, like, wasn't afraid to laugh at himself.
Yeah.
I think there it poses a really cool opportunity for different producers as well as different artists that are mostly focused on, like, lyricism, to where it's like someone like Chica, she's super fire and went viral from a lot of her, like, Twitter freestyle videos. Like, I'm surprised I haven't seen more of that, and I haven't seen more freestyle content and stuff like that. But I think that's only a matter of time, probably. It's interesting in a way of, like, seeing the way some of the different artists and clients are motivated to do stuff now as well, whether it's, like, people doing things that they wouldn't dreamed of doing before. Everyone thinks they're an e-gamer now. Like, it's really flipped a lot of things on their head, but I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing in that sense, because so many people have it such worse that, like, if any of any artists from any discipline are able to shine any light into this world right now and to help provide some kind of positivity for people that are really on the front lines and really struggling or really sick, like, that's all for the better.
For sure. And how do you look at the landscape in terms of everybody being on all the same platforms and trying to make sure that your artists are standing out?
I think a lot of it just comes down to, like, authenticity of it. Like, with Meek, we're working on things specific to causes he's already been vocal about from day one.
Yeah.
And that's specifically reform. And the reform organization that he started, mainly we focus on, with reform, we focus on probation and parole reform at a state legislative level.
Yep.
And that's something we're still doing, with having a lot of crimes in certain key markets that are nonviolent not get put in jail or be, like, prosecuted to the full extent because of how badly this pandemic is affecting the incarcerated population. Today we announced, I think, 500,000 masks going to a bunch of different facilities around the country to help protect the incarcerated population. The really sad thing about that is the incarcerated population would have really been safe if you think that they are on lockdown and they're on their own quarantine for their own way.
Right.
But it was people that brought it into that facility.
Yep.
And then it just festers in there. And everyone deserves to be treated like a human, regardless of their setup or their past transgressions or anything like that.
Absolutely. I saw Taxstone talking about those exact points like yesterday, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an unbelievably sad situation.
So reform got a bunch of masks to Rikers today, which was great, and a couple other different institutions. You can check out Reform's Twitter for the exact ones. I don't want to misspeak, but it's really sad, especially here in the city, for sure. It's something that, like, goes swept under the rug.
Yeah. Sam, are you some – well, of all your artists, like – I'm sure everybody's sort of, like, going crazy in their own ways. What's the best FaceTime you've gotten from somebody who's just, like, either bored or, like, doing an activity that you're just like, oh, that's interesting that you would be doing that at home?
I think the best FaceTime that I've gotten from, well, so from a client or in general, because I've gotten we'll take either. My mom finally figured out how to use FaceTime.
All right.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Shout out to mom for that.
Yes.
And then I think client wise, it's funny that, like, we truly are all in this together. None of us have our barbers or our glam or our wardrobes or stuff like that. So you see, like, a more human side of people, but I think that's funny. And it's something that's, like, natural. I think what's fascinating is, like, on Zoom calls, like today we had a Zoom call for, like, most of the Roc Nation management team. And there was a memo passed around about it was like Dress Up Fridays or something. So somebody joined the call with a velvet tuxedo.
wait. Was that somebody you?
No, it wasn't. No. But it was a great idea. Or even like the Zoom background, Zoom birthday parties, things like that, to where it's just like, I think everybody's trying to figure out how to keep some sort of social connection in this.
For you, just as a human living in New York City, do you make it outside at all? Do you, like, yourself go to the grocery store? Do you go to a pharmacy or something like that?
Or do you just send your brother out?
So it's fascinating. I mean, my brother works at a wine shop in Brooklyn, and he told me the first 2 weeks of this pandemic were the two most profitable weeks of their entire existence.
Yeah.
It's a nice wine shop. They do good business on a regular week. He said the first 2 weeks were the busiest they have ever been, outpacing the entire month of December, which Q4 holidays.
Yeah, right.
Very busy time for buying wine and stuff like that. He said it had never been more busy, which is fascinating. But I think, honestly, it's gotten worse and worse here in the city. And there's 500 deaths yesterday.
Like, yeah.
Insane numbers. No, I'm not really going outside much. Luckily, we have a bodega literally at the underneath our apartment building.
Oh, it's
like
dope.
On the same, in the same structure.
Yeah.
So I can go down there. I think I took out the trash twice this week and went to the bodega maybe twice.
Yeah.
Other than that, I haven't left the house since Friday.
Yeah. I went to the grocery store yesterday morning for the first time in a while, because like if Jeff or I are going to go to the grocery store, we make sure, cause we have a 24 hour one near us. Mm-hmm. We're going to make sure we go like at midnight, you know, when there's like the least amount of no people there, yeah. And we can just like breeze in, breeze out and not feel like overly, you know, weird to be in people's spaces or have them in our spaces or whatever. But I went yesterday morning, to the grocery store, and it felt normal on one level because there's a lot of people sort of moving around and getting their stuff, but also it's like, yeah, like let me get in and get out and just, you know, not panic around people, you know? So it's a weird thing to just get outside and, you know, not be around people. And I don't know.
Yeah.
What did you get? What did you get from the store? Like, what is in your guys's,
I ended up getting a lot of stuff.
One stick of gum and just put himself in the worst situation.
We've been cooking all our meals, you know, three times a day for as long as we've, you know, been inside, and so we try to get as much as we can. I brought two, you know, tote bags to just try to get as much stuff as possible. So that's everything from breakfast stuff, you know, to vegetables, to eggs, to you know, whatever
Name
else.
Some more ingredients.
I mean, we were making like pasta, we're making salmon, we're making like burgers. We're just trying to like keep things as regimented as we can, but also have enough flexibility to.
Yeah. Sam, are you somebody who cooks? Are you somebody who takes in? Like what's your eating schedule like?
So up until this, I definitely like ate out,
yeah,
or like take in almost every single day, yeah, at least for one meal, probably more than one, just from being on the go so much or being in the office. I eat pretty cleanly, like pretty strongly vegetarian diet. I'll eat some fish every now and then, but yep, like pretty strongly vegetarian. This has actually helped me a ton, kind of lean even further into eating closer to vegan.
Wow.
Or just like cutting things out, because I'm able to control it a little bit more, and it definitely like just helps my body feel more whole, if
yeah,
you will.
Yeah.
But I've been cooking a good amount. Definitely a lot of jackfruit going on in this house.
Nice.
Wow.
A lot of so much pasta, so much rice, too many carbs. I miss, and this is a carb, and this is kind of going against what I just said, but the one thing I miss so much is sushi. And it's not that like I don't trust sushi restaurants. I just don't trust any restaurants right now. Like I haven't. I think the last place I ordered from was Kolkata Chai, which is a chai cafe in Manhattan, and I got them to send me some samosas because some friends run it and I wanted to support their business. But other than like people that I know, and I know that they're the ones preparing it, I just like am apprehensive about ordering any food from anywhere other than self-preparing at this point.
Yeah. Like when was the last time that you were on the subway?
Ooh, so that's weeks before this happened, that we were in the Bahamas doing a writer's camp with a client, and that was like so surreal to where we go down there, everything's planned out. I mean, we were expecting A-list writers, producers, other artists. Like it was a big deal. And every single day just got a little bit more metaphorically darker. It was like the day we got there was the Tuesday before shit really hit the fan. And that day was like, it felt mostly normal and fine. Like, look, we understood that things were going to hit the fan. I understood more than most and was like very apprehensive about it, but it was what it was. Then that Wednesday when the NBA got canceled,
yeah,
Tony Snooze, and like it just like I think collectively, if not across the world, definitely across the country, everyone was like, oh shit. That was like the second day there. And the interesting thing was that the Caribbean islands didn't really get affected or haven't been super affected by it. And they think it's because of the sun. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a specialist, so I'm not going to speculate. But they've done, even the Caribbean government has done a great job of like keeping things orderly and keeping everyone safe and secure.
Yeah, yeah.
But life down there was normal. It was very normal. It was like, I mean, normal in terms of their standards,
sure,
obviously. Going down there was much like a vacation. I was very blessed and fortunate to be there, even though it was for a work trip, stuff like that. But like, it was like this weird, normal, it's a paradise. It's the Caribbean. It's island life. Like, it's beautiful. But like, you look on your phone and it's like the gif of like Elmo flailing around with the fire behind him of
yeah,
just the world going, just absolute chaos. So, but I was down there for a week before I got back, I don't know, like, March 14th or something, 15th, like that. So I haven't been on the subway since before then. I don't know the next
the before
time
world.
I'll ride the subway.
There have been all these articles now, and there's a couple of things that I want people to know. One is that you are not from New York. You're from Michigan. And
facts.
And so was there – and, like, you know, you do live – Manhattan's been okay, but, like, the outer boroughs especially have been hit exceptionally hard. And so have you ever thought about decamping to Michigan, even though that would then compromise your mom and everybody out there? Like, have you thought about making those trips, or were you just like, okay, well, I'm in New York, I'm going to stay in New York?
No, that was a serious question. Like, when I was flying back to the States, that was a serious question. Was like, all right, do I go to New York, where I live with my brother in Brooklyn, or do I go to Michigan? My dad and my mom both live there and have their own places there. Do I go stay with my mom or my dad, or do I go to LA and stay with friends? I lived in LA for a couple years. I know a lot of people that graciously invited me into their home. And it just made the most sense to come back to New York just for all of my stuff. I mean, not necessarily safety, but my family's safety. I didn't want to be a burden, and also, like, love my parents to death, but I think I lost my mind even more so, like, living with my parents again, like, under their rules. It would be a little easier to do it with my mom, and no shots at my dad. We just, like, are so similar and, like, so close that it's almost hard to not get into frivolous arguments sometimes. But
well, how many plants has he bought?
He probably has none.
Yeah,
that's the first argument. It's like, we need more greenery.
Sam, now people are inside and they're listening to music here and there. I think people are trying to figure out their new normal
rhythm,
in terms of what they're listening to besides your artists, because everybody should be streaming Meg Thee Stallion and Meek Mill and everyone right now. What are you listening to?
I listened to the new Drake song today, and man, that's a turd.
Agreed. Oh my god. Yo, for a second I thought you were gonna be like, and I love it. Yeah. I love doing the
No, I love Drake. He's been like my number, like I will never be too cool or industry to admit I love Drake.
Guys, I have not listened to the song yet, but I fully understand that, like, in about 2 weeks, both of you guys will be TikToking and dancing to that dance and loving the song.
I will join TikTok just to do the dance for Sam.
Please. But no, what else am I listening to? I'm listening to a lot of Daft Punk randomly. Mm. I'm really excited to listen to Rod Wave's album that just dropped today.
Yes. Yo, yes.
Thundercats album that dropped today.
Yeah, yep.
Mostly playlists. I created a really good this is quarantine life playlist.
Are you trying to get like DJ D Nice?
No.
Is this strategy?
But yeah, Majima, what's up?
Yeah.
Program my playlist.
That's right.
But no, mostly playlists. Electronic stuff, just to like keep my head in like a positive, like up tempo mood, and then a couple new things that dropped today for sure.
That matters. Well, listen, Sam, we love you. Take care of yourself. Take care of your brother. Take care of those plants. And
thank you.
We'll be checking in. You know that. And until then, we will talk to you later.
Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you, everyone. Stay safe. Stay home.
Shout out to Sam Riddle. Shout out to Trinidad James. And shout out to Michael Dapa. Jeff, we're back again tomorrow.
Yes. And also, you can go find us on patreon.com/itsthereal. We are over there. Artists need your help right now.
We are those artists.
We are the artists.
Shout out to everyone who has contributed previously. And shout out to everybody who is making it right now their decision to go and keep this movement afloat, this pirate ship moving forward.
I feel like you're just like, your brain is broken.
It is broken, Jeff. As always, not for real, for real.
Sure.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.